理课堂听 class.com
Chapter 5 Immediately after Mrs. Dashwood sent a letter to her kind cousin accepting his offer, she then proudly announced to her son-in-law and his wife that she was provided with a house and should be leaving quite soon. They were rather surprised. Mrs. John Dashwood said nothing, but her husband politely told the older Mrs. Dashwood that he hoped they would not be moving far away. She then informed him they would be going to Devonshire, quite a distance from Norland Park. Edward quickly turned to Mrs. Dashwood in surprise and concern.
"It is only a cottage,"
she continued,
"but I hope to see many of my friends come visit."
She ended her speech with a very kind offer to Mr. and Mrs. John Dashwood to visit her there. She then sweetly invited Edward to come visit at any time. She was quite satisfied with herself, as this invitation for Edward to come visit them showed his sister that she was not concerned about the growing love between her oldest daughter and Edward Ferrars. Mr. John Dashwood told his mother again and again how sorry he was that they were going to be so far from Norland. He had felt a bit guilty for not helping his mother and sisters any more than he had, but his wife did not seem concerned. When she saw them leave, she pitied them, however, as she knew their income would now be considerably less than that of she and her husband's. Mrs. Dashwood immediately began making preparations to leave Norland Park. She looked forward to her son's promise to her husband that he would provide for she and her daughters with some income. However, she realized after a great deal of time that he would not keep his promise to his father to provide his sisters and their mother with any income. Instead, he continually complained of the great expense to care for them for the past 6 months at Norland. In a very few weeks, Sir John Middleton sent a letter explaining that the cottage was now ready for rent. Mrs. Dashwood and her daughters then began preparing for their journey. The four women cried many tears before leaving their beloved Norland Park. Chapter 6 The first part of the journey was filled with sadness. However, they began to look forward to seeing their new home, away from their insensitive sister-in-law, who caused them a great deal of pain. Barton Cottage was quite small, but still comfortable and charming. In comparison with Norland, it was poor and small indeed, but the four women appeared to look excited about their new home. The next morning, soon after breakfast, Sir John Middleton arrived for a visit. He was a good-looking man of about 40, quite friendly and helpful. He insisted that they dine at his home until they were fully moved into their new home. After he left, a large basket full of garden vegetables and fruit arrived, and later in the day, a present of meat came, all from Sir Middleton, to welcome them. Mrs. Dashwood was rather satisfied with the size and furniture of the house, although she planned to do many additions to the house in the future.
"As for the house itself, to be sure," said she, "it is too small for our family, but we will make ourselves comfortable for the present, as it is too late in the year for improvements. Perhaps in the spring, if I have plenty of money, we shall improve the house."
In the meantime, till all the improvements could be made from the savings of an income of £500 a year by a woman who never saved in her life, the family was wise enough to be content with the house as it was. Lady Middleton soon sent a polite message to Mrs. Dashwood, requesting to visit her new neighbors when they were settled in their new home. Mrs. Dashwood immediately sent a message back, and the five women met the next day. The Dashwoods were quite anxious to meet the high-class Lady Middleton. In fact, she was elegant with excellent manners. She was a beauty of nearly 27, quite graceful and tall. Her manners were much more graceful than her husband's, indeed, although the Dashwood women noticed that she was quite cold and had nothing to say for herself aside from common greetings. Although her husband lacked her grace and elegance, he was a warm and friendly man.